We ask it. Amen. Now, tonight, we need to get some things in place tonight, and we need to do it tonight quickly. And as everybody knows, the last couple of weeks, if not the last month, things have been unfolding not only in our country, but here in the last week or so within the state of Missouri and certainly Kansas, at an unprecedented rate with this virus that's hit our country. And, you know, it's in the last couple of days, there have been some unprecedented events that have fundamentally for us changed, you know, the fabric of our way of life. And we need to talk about it tonight. And, you know, I cannot tell you how that I have struggled with all of this over the last 2 days, especially the last yesterday, trying to come up and understand how we can get our way through this. And Independence, Missouri, along with Kansas City, has called for a ban on people meeting publicly and with no more than 10 people. And, you know, and most churches, I mean, you know, most churches, this would be no big deal to them. They would just simply say, see you when it's all over. And, but for me, and for us, you know, that's not an option for me. You know, I have, as the leader, to an obligation to lead, you know, our people through this time. I don't, anybody who would just simply fail to see the gravity of this situation and not, no matter how mad you feel and no matter how hard it is emotionally and physically to do the things, at the end of the day, you got to rise up and lead. It's just that simple. And that's, you know, that's where we're at. And to me, as always, and I've, this is no secret, the most important aspect in our church is not the building or the tables or other side of the Word of God. It's you. And, you know, I'm not so much worried, and don't take this the wrong way, I'm not so much worried about us catching the virus, because probably we're all going to get it. What I'm more worried about is your spiritual well-being. No matter what we got to go through, no matter how bad it gets, I don't want anybody in this church to have to just struggle through by themselves. And I certainly, as a leader, your pastor, and the leaders that I have in my church here, will never abandon you to the policy of just, well, I'll see you when it's all over, maybe. You know, and we have to begin tonight. I talked to Joe Christensen a long time yesterday, and, you know, he's on the cutting edge of all of this with the police department, and got some ideas off of him, and I've been in contact with two medical doctors that I'm connected with, Rob up in Nebraska, and my own doctor, Dr. Bouye, who I was with Monday, and you know, trying to make the best decisions I can on the best information I can get. And I want to speak to you in two formats tonight. First of all, in a biblical context, and then second of all, in a practical, okay, here we are, what do we got to do? But plain and simple, for 40 years, I preached to all of you that tough times are going to come. And now they're here. And I know when you preach that, it's like the verse that says, you know, Jesus is coming. And they said, oh, they've been saying he's been coming for a long time, but it's such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. You know, you preach these things about God's coming judgment and the things that's going to hit America and the things that we're going to have to struggle with. And because we're not going through it right now, and it's sometime in the distant future, and it's no real concern because it doesn't mess up your world or your day, you don't really give it much thought. But here it is. And, you know, unfortunately, with most of God's people in most churches, they're not prepared for it because nobody was warning them or preparing them for it. And, you know, this time now, today, and moving forward, you know, as far as I am concerned, it'll either reveal the strength of our church or it'll simply reveal the weakness and expose of our church. And I look at something like this, and as hard as it is for me, as hard as it is to, you know, and you have no idea, you know, what I've struggled with this. But I look at it as something that will either pull us all together or it'll simply pull us all apart. And we get to decide that. Now, this is why, in case you haven't come to this conclusion yet, this is why for the last 18 years since we started our church, 18 plus really, you know, I've laid out the Bible to you. This is why I put such an emphasis on, you know, its principles. This is why I took the time in, you know, in every Bible study or every Sunday morning to point out the principles, to give you the principles, talking about building a library of principles, talking about a principled life, you know, in the people ministry, coming through. Yeah, I know it was for helping other people, but at the same time, it's instilling those things in you, because if they're not in you first, then you're not going to be able to help somebody else with it. This is why I did Bible Institute, take you, so many of you as I could, to the level that I could as fast as I could. This is what Thursday night's been all about, a time where I want to get into your head and I want you to be able to get into mine and we can talk about things. And then, of course, Sunday morning, I spend so much time making sure that every time I open that Bible and give you something, it's not only for the time that you're living in right now, but it's preparing you for what will come down the line someplace. And here we are. And this is certainly not a time to forget or forsake, you know, what we have always claimed that we believed in tough times. It is easy to say those things when everything is going good, isn't it? But when your world goes to hell in a handbag and everything begins to crumble around you and you're seeing what we're seeing today, it can be a very scary time. And people are scared to death. I'm getting phone calls in Texas from people who, you know, and it's just that simple. You know, there's a lot of confusion out there. And I don't have the answers. I'm not sure anybody does. Nobody has seen, they have models of past diseases that have made their cycles, but nobody, this is all new. Nobody, don't have a vaccine for it. They don't have any fix for it. They're rapidly, like everything else in America, we were caught a day late and a dollar short. And it's a thing where, you know, there's a lot of disinformation out there. The conspiracy theories, you ought to see what I get. I mean, it's unbelievable. One guy sent me a thing that it's all a conspiracy to kill the old people so they don't have to give them Social Security. I took that as a personal offense because I just went on Social Security. But this is the mindset. People are absolutely, they run wild with stuff like this. And it's because there's a lot of confusion out there. You know, Kansas, state of Kansas, who has 9 or 11 now, I forget, cases. Kansas says that, that no more people can gather than 50. And they closed all the school systems in the state for the end of the year. Then Missouri comes out and says, you know, you can only have 10. And, you know, as of the last that I heard, they may have changed it. They weren't going to close the school systems in Kansas City. It's, you can't get one solid answer on anything. And nobody knows. And I get that. And, you know, obviously the truth is probably somewhere in the middle of everything. And this is what we're faced with. And this is what you got to remember. This is what you got to remember. If people had no real structure in their life and discipline in their life before all this happened, they're certainly not going to have it now that it's here. And this is what you've got to fight against. This is where your principles have to kick in. This is what the church is for. This is what I've labored for so many years to build into you. And many of you did it, and some of you just blew it off. So here you are now. And it's a reality time. You know, it's a thing where this is where the rubber is going to meet the road. But I can't just do what every other church is doing and all the pastors are doing and just simply say, hey, I'll see you when it's all over, and everybody just, you know, go do whatever you got to do. You know, as the leader, you know, I need to put a workable plan together. And my goal is, I don't have all the answers. I don't really have any answers outside the biblical Bible. But my job is, no matter what happens, I have to lead you through this. And it's going to take every man and every woman in this church who I've invested the last 18 or so years in, that you handle a ministry for me, or you work with me here, or you're working with me there, or you've been in people ministry, or, you know, you're somebody who, you know, that you really have a part of my world or a part of my ministry. It's something that I cannot do alone. It's going to take every one of us. And, you know, I my number one goal at this point is to protect the infrastructure of this church, because all we have is each other. And, you know, all we have is the unity that Christianity bonds us and brings us together. And if any church loses that, then, you know, everybody is just kind of scattered to the wind, and you know, and obviously the world or the devil will pick you off one at a time. And that may happen to some of you, but I cannot in good conscience just sit by and watch it without trying to give you the best shot I can of what I believe at this point is what we need to do and how that we need to help each other. And I need the leadership of this church. I need the pastors, the deacons, the leaders who have worked with me in ministry to rise up, and we've got to help each other and certainly our people through this time. We've got young Christians. We've got people who are recovering from their own struggles in life. We've got people who, you know, that have been saved for a while, but maybe not that far along in the Bible. Those are all people that are vulnerable. And the great thing about our church up to this point that must continue on was that the infrastructure, the ability to galvanize people to the Word of God and then help them, bring them along, give them everything that they need. But the way we did that was through the structure of our church and how we operated and everything that we did. And now we're going to lose that. So we have to find now a way to continue to do that without actually doing it the way that we did it before. And it's going to be a challenge. But hey, you know what? I don't know what to tell you. I hear a lot of people whining and complaining, and I get it. I understand. There's a lot of inconveniences that's going on. But I want to tell you, all down through Christianity, God's people have been through a lot more than this. I mean, this is nothing compared to what the Waldensians went through and the Albigensians went through and the Huguenots went through. But when you lose your perspective of history because all you're focused on is your own reality of your own world, then you lose sight of that. And I'm not downplaying it at all. I'm the last person that's sitting up here saying, don't worry about this. No. It is an absolute concern and probably is going to get a lot worse before it ever gets better. And, you know, they're talking, and, you know, I know, again, nobody knows for sure, but they're talking this thing could go for 12 to 18 months. And, you know, the airlines are shutting down, the businesses of Kansas City is a ghost town. I mean, it's going to have its impact. And the government, I got to give it to them, they're doing everything that they can do. And they're trying to get ahead of the game. And I think probably America is doing what they're doing because the last thing we want is America to become another Europe. And, you know, it's a thing where we have to be careful with what we do. I'm not afraid of the coronavirus, but I have a healthy respect for it. And it's a thing where it's like being in a war. You never fear the enemy, but you have a healthy respect for him. And it's a thing where, you know, in the Vietnam War, all the new guys that came over were talking about the Viet Cong, and they were calling them gooks, and they were calling them this, and they were calling them that. And that was the way they looked at it. Anybody who'd been in combat and fought against the Viet Cong called him Mr. Victor Charlie. They gave him the respect that was due because he was a lethal fighter. And this is a lethal disease. And though you don't need to be afraid of it, you need to have a healthy respect for it, because it doesn't respect anybody's families, any ethnic groups, any borders. It will come in and take and crawl across your lawn just like it will the person across the street, no matter what your church is, no matter what your beliefs are, no matter what your religion is. And it's a thing that we need to lead our people. We need to follow the best protocol available given to us to stay safe. But at the same time, we need to take care of our each other spiritually. Because keeping you safe and you falling apart spiritually isn't going to do anything any more than being super spiritual and getting a disease and dying from it. So we got to have a balance. Now, from my standpoint, I breathe a little easier than probably most pastors do, because I know from experience that this is where it all pays off. All the training, all the things that we did. I mean, people are running scared. We can run scared like everybody else, or we can trust the Lord to get us through this together using some common sense and realizing that the greatest asset we have is not necessarily our federal government, but our own church, to hold each other together and be there for each other. And I don't say that disparaging to the government, but you know what? They got their agenda and we got ours. So here's my plan. And I want to say, I appreciate so many of you, got a whiff of this and knew what probably was coming. And I thank so many of you who have called me yesterday and today and just say, hey, Bob, what do you need me to do? Whatever you need to do, just tell me. And I thank you so much for that. That's a great thing. But I want to walk you through a process here of exactly how we have got to deal with this. And then, obviously, I'll take some questions at the end, so make sure we have a mic back there that somebody can rove with like we do on Bible study night. Now, number one, the first thing is this. Everybody needs to take personal responsibility for your own well-being. It's just that simple. It was on the news yesterday and today that all the college kids on spring break going down to Florida or wherever they go, they're just not caring anything about anything. And they were interviewing him. The kid said, hey, I don't care. I'm down here and it ain't going to stop my partying. That is the kind of mindset that will get you killed. We have got to understand that you, as an individual, in your family, mom and dad with your kids, you must take the personal responsibility for your own well-being. If you're over 60 years old and you're in good health, you're probably okay. If you're over 60 years old and you have all kinds of conditions, you got to really, 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 really evaluate what you do and you got to protect yourself. I mean, it's just that simple. I suggest that you stay in, you do what you got to do, stay in touch with me, let me know where you're at, what's going on. But, if you're at risk in any medical way, shape, or form, you need to understand that. If you're in good health, and the good thing about, I can't imagine these churches that got 95% of the people in the churches are 70, 75, and 80 years old. Man, they got to be ghost towns. The great aspect of our church, and here again, it's the God doing what he does the way he does it, is the young, vibrant youth in our church, the young couples, the young people who are nowhere near, my age, who really, it's a young church, and that's a plus for us. But that doesn't mean you throw caution to the wind and just do whatever you want to do. You need to, if you're healthy and you don't have any things at risk, you got to make sure that you follow good common sense protocol. You ought to be washing your hands 20 times a day. You ought to be realizing that there's things that you just don't want to get in touch or get involved in. I mean, there's so many things that you can do. I was joking about your money, on Sunday, but money's probably the dirtiest thing that you have. You go to the gas station and pick up the gas pump, you can get it. I mean, you go get your mail out of the mailbox, you can get it. There's one lady said that when she gets packages, she takes them outside and opens them up and airs them out before she ever gets out what's in it. I mean, there's so many ways, but if you just follow some common sense things of washing your hands and washing yourself hands and not touching your nose or your mouth and remember to do what you can do, it'll be a thing where that's going to help a lot. So, second thing, in response to the City of Independence mandatory 10-person rule, I want you to know, and I want you to listen very carefully now. And if you're on YouTube tonight, which we have, how many we got on now?
64.
How many?
64.
64, good. That's kind of a world's record. I want you to listen to me very carefully, because this is what we got to we got to implement, and we got to do it tonight. In response to the City of Independence mandate, I'm not canceling any of the services. But what we're still going to have preaching on Sunday morning, and we're still going to have Thursday night Bible study. What I am doing is restructuring the church around those services. Most churches are just canceling it and going home. And, you know, the pastor's not praying for his church. He's praying for good weather so he can hit the golf course the next day. And I'm not canceling this. We're going to have Sunday morning service, and we're going to have Thursday night Bible study. And we're not canceling those, but I'm restructuring the whole church body around those two events. So here's what we're going to do, and you want to listen very carefully, and please save your questions till the end, and if you have to write them down, you know, so you don't forget them, that's fine. The first thing we're going to do, and we're going to do this tonight because we've got to get this in play, we're going to break down our church into teams of 10 people. And maybe it'll run a little over that, but that's fine, but within the boundaries of around 10 people or so. And those 10 people, I have got 11 homes around the Kansas City area, from Blue Springs to Liberty to Raymore to Overland Park to Kansas City, Raytown, Independence, Lee Summit, who these families are going to host. They're going to host 10 people in their house. Those 10 people will be there for Sunday morning church. And they'll also be there for Thursday night Bible study. I will be here on Sunday morning, and the boys will be back here running the soundboard, and I will preach the Sunday morning service just like I always do. I'll go through the details of that in a minute. You will be in those teams, and you can watch the church from there. And then Thursday night Bible study, we'll do the same thing. We'll start at 7 o'clock. On the questions, I'll have a hotline number that you can call, and you can call your question in to the guys back there, or you can do it as they do it when the YouTube people do, and we'll answer your questions at that point in time. And you know, and what I want you to understand is that you know, I will broadcast Sunday morning and Thursday night. I would suggest that when we get into our teams here, you'll have a team leader. I'll talk about that in a minute. You'll start at that person's house between 9:30 and 9:45 on Sunday morning. You can have your time of singing. You can take some hymnals home with you. You can do prayer requests, whatever you want to do. At 10:30, we'll kick on the YouTube, and I'll come on and. And basically, I'll go through the announcements. I'll use that as a way to communicate to you anything that you need to know about what's going on. And I will, you know, I'll have the announcements, the prayer requests, and then I'll preach. When you go to those groups, those groups will have a box there that will be for your tithe or your offering. In fact, we're doing all this. We still got to pay the bills. And so there'll be a box there that you can put it in. Many of you have been mailing it to me already, and that's fine. When you do that, don't send it to the church, because it's just a drop box up there, anybody can get it and bring it down. So don't do that. We don't have a post office box anymore. Many of you have been sending it to me. You make it out to the church, put it in a sealed envelope, mail it to me, and I'll get it turned in. Obviously, what we'll do with the people who are putting their offering in on those group days, we'll have a collection point at that point, and I'll deal with the leaders of the group on that in a little bit later on. But we still got to pay the bill, so everything's got to go the way it normally does. We just got to, again, circumvent the system and do what we need to do. I would encourage you, again, being prejudiced, you're going into somebody's house, you've been at your house, driving your car, whatever you've been doing, I would mandate protocol. The first thing you do when you get to somebody's house is go wash your hands really well. So you're minimizing anything that happens there. And again, everybody makes this big deal about hand sanitizer, and I know, but I'm going to tell you, the best thing you can do is wash your hands with soap and water. So do that when you get there. And, you know, and then I'll come on at 10:30, and we'll get to the point where we'll do the sermon and come through it that way. And once we get to the point where we get set, and I'm going to start this week, because in just a little bit we're not going to be done, but I got to get you signed up. Jamie is going to have the 11 teams out there, and you're going to go out and sign up for one of them, and then we'll come back, and then we'll finish up. And I got 11 homes. If we need a couple more, I got a couple spares I can throw in there, and we'll do that way. But I need to have everybody in place tonight. I'm going to read the list of people in just a moment, the people on YouTube, if you want to get on a team. And I suggest that you listen carefully to these people who have the teams, and then call them tonight at some point, and then get them to put you on their team. And, you know, we'll do it that way. Now, listen to me this very carefully. Once we get the 11 teams set, once we get the 11 teams set, you're going to be meeting in people's homes. What I'm going to do, because we can still have 10 people in our church service, so what I'm going to do starting this Sunday, once I get the teams, is I'll number the teams, and then say Sunday, Will and Courtney's got a team. I'll say, okay, Will and Courtney, you guys can come, bring your people and come to church that Sunday. Steve and Nikki's going to have a team. I'll say to them, Steve and Nikki, you can bring your group to Bible study on Thursday night. In other words, I want to, while we're in this process, I don't want to lose complete touch with you. I want to rotate the teams in and have a chance for everybody to be here. A fair shot where everybody can get it. One can come in the morning, one can come for Bible study, and we'll just work it through that way, all the way through, and just keep it going in a rotation. We'll start that this Sunday. We're going to set up tonight afterwards for 20 people up here and for 20 people this way, and we'll take everything else down. And that way, when Sunday morning, people can come right in up there and sit for Thursday night Bible study. We're going to do the tables up there just like we do here, one-sided. And we're going to set the chairs like 4 or 5 feet apart. And, you know, it'll be a thing where you come in and we'll be able to do what we do. And then, you know, we'll rotate everybody in for either a church service or a Bible study. Each team will be responsible, as I said earlier, for taking up the offering. You need to have a box there that is clearly marked that's where they put it in, and then we'll collect it. If you want to mail it in, then we'll as we said, we'll do it that way. Now, listen very carefully. You need to get on a team. It's just that simple. Unless you've got some medical underlying thing that you need to not be part of everything, I get that, and that's totally understandable. But what you got to understand is this: God didn't put you in this church for just when the good times are rolling. He wants you to be here when the bad times are rolling. We've got to change some things, but your fundamental need and the fundamental structure of this church cannot change. And if we're going to lead you through this, if we're going to get through this together, if we're going to lead our way through this, it's going to have to be us working together. And this is a time when the whole church body has to pull together, and we've got to help each other out. Obviously, if you feel ill or you don't feel good some morning, don't come. It's just that simple. We don't want to, you know, that's the common sense side of things. And if everybody just does what common sense dictates and you follow the basic protocol that we have, you know, then that's where we're at with this thing. And it's like I said. And the real leadership now has to come to the surface. And everybody needs to be proactive and positive in helping people. Let me just say this. We do not have time for petty problems. We do not have time for little nose bumps up against the wall that you didn't get what you want the way that you want it. We don't have time for that. We're dealing with something that is way above that pay grade. We have to pull together. We have to understand that we have got to hang on to each other. There is no room for pettiness here in anything. There's no room for drama. There's no room for, it's just got to be right down the line. Everybody pulling the same direction. And I'm telling you, without a doubt, this will be the absolute hardest issue to date that our church has ever had to face. Everything else has been a piece of cake. Oh, we've had our times. But, you know, this is our day and this is our day to face it. And as I said, you know, I preached to you for 40-some years that this day was going to come. And now, you know, everybody's falling apart like, you know, wow, what's happening? What do you mean what's happening? It's happening because this is the way it's going down based on where we're at and where this whole world is going. And we're in it. And we have got to do what the Waldensians did and all of those things when they went through the Black Plague. You know, when the Black, that's an interesting point. When the Black Plague struck Europe, it killed so many people that there wasn't hardly enough alive people to bury the dead. And the Waldensians didn't get the Black Plague. So consequently, the Roman Catholic Church blamed it on them and then used that for a reason to kill them. But the real reason that they didn't, because in Europe at that particular time, when they were washing in a bowl or a trough where they were just washing and through the dirty water that was already there. But the Waldensians were following the dietary and the cleansing laws in the Old Testament, and they were washing themselves and washing their hands under running water, which got the germs off. And it's one of the clearest pictures on the planet that they were going through the toughest time, that much tougher than this. And yet, by following the biblical protocol, they stayed off that great plague that, and I'm not saying it wasn't Waldensians that died, but I'm saying it didn't hit them like it did the rest of Europe who were following the world's way of doing things. So we've got to be understand that, you know, that we have got to be the stable force. And the men and the women now that, you know, in this church, which is so many of you, you've had enough Bible to understand the principles involved to get us through this as long as we stay together. You know, the teams have got to do in this scenario what I can no longer do. And that is, I don't have the ability on Sunday morning or Thursday night and to pile around with everybody and all those things. Those things now, it's all the dynamics have changed. Now you have to be able to, for me, take care of these people. Obviously, I'm always going to be involved and I'm always going to be available. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying things have changed. And now we have to provide together that bond that has always held us together. And it's just that simple. Now, before we go any farther, I'm going to send you out there and we're going to sign up for the deal. Now, let me tell you who the team leaders are. We've got Danny and Jamie in their house, Zach and Jenny, Chris and Judy Schmidt, John and Pam Bisquette, William and Courtney, Darren and Kim Oring. Barb is going to take one in our house, and Jared McClanahan and his wife is going to be there with her. Steve and Nikki Brackteen are going to take one. They're still down in Branson, but they're scoping in tonight, and I'll talk to them later tonight. Anna is going to take one. Charles is going to take one. And Kelly Wood, my daughter, is going to take one. And Caleb is going to work with her because Woody's going to be here to get the broadcast out. So these are the people who are going to do that. Now, let me just say a word about this. John Bisquette is going to take care of all the people who are either in wheelchairs. He's going to make sure that Jeffrey and his wife gets here. The people who are disabled, that can't get into a house. We have got created a scenario for you that we can take care of you. They're going to head that up along with other people that will make up their 10, and they will minister to that crowd and making sure that you get everything that you need. So that's your special needs group, and I've already signed them up, John. I've already signed them on the list out there, so they're already on. So I think you got 5 spaces left that people can get on out there. If we run out, if 11 is not enough, then we'll redesign it and we'll add some more to it. Let me ask you a question right now. This will help me. Josh, if I need you to take a group, you can take one if I get in. You can? Okay. Angie? You can? Okay. Good deal. Jim Dariskevich can? Okay. Why don't you guys, can you get their names down just so you have them in case we don't? Why don't you go ahead at this point in time, Jamie? Go ahead. We got 11. Make it 12 and put Jim Dariskevich in there, out there. And then we'll hold the rest as we need to get them in there and get everybody down. So in an orderly fashion, in a quick fashion, this is not a thing where you're going to go out to Quick Trip and get a cup of coffee. Get it done and get back. Danny.
Real quick. All right. Am I on? So two quick things. One, we forgot to mention. So the 10 spots is 10 people, not 10 families. Not like we're signing up for Memorial Day where you write your name down plus 4. So if you have 5 in your family, you're taking 5 spots on there. Correct. The other thing is on mailing, if anybody is going to mail in their offering, it's never a good idea. Please do not mail cash. Don't put cash in an envelope and mail that. If you're writing a check and you want to mail it into Bob, that's fine. Otherwise, you need to get to a spot somewhere and physically hand it to somebody. Don't put cash in the mail.
There's people to put cash in, which is fine, but you need to put it in the box. And most of the people to do that will be in one of the places anyhow. And now, thank you, Danny. I forgot to do that. Now, look, fundamentally, this ban is to the end of the month. That's probably... And I've had people ask me today, you know, they're saying it's only 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and the reason they're doing that is because they have no idea. So if they say this thing will be done on the 31st and it gets to the 30th, they'll say, now we're going to do it till the 15th of the next month. It's probably going to be an ongoing thing. But we need to get in place tonight. Now, when I dismiss you here in just a second, don't, you know, just take your time, get out there. They're all laid out. There's 3 round tables out there. And, you know, you can sign up for where you want to sign up. If it looks like we're getting full, then we've got the names of the other ones. We'll put those out there. So you get ready to do with that. Jenny.
Well, I just want to clear up about the mailing address because people have mailed tithe checks here before to the 4621 South Shrank Drive address. And it does go to the metal post office box out front that I have a key to. So don't panic if you have that plastic mailbox that you're referring to.
It
just
used to
internal.
Be that she picked them up and brought them down and put them in the thing, right?
Right? And then a couple years ago, they
I didn't
posted
know that
thing
changed.
Up there.
So, okay, so don't panic. Thank you for doing that. And so that's good. If you still want to do that, you know, that's fine because she will check that, you know, on a regular basis. But we got 3 basic aspects then that we can do that. Thank you, Jenny. Okay, at this point in time,
Bob,
yes.
2 things. One, do you
want to... I need a mic over here.
I thought I could...
So, 2 things. Do we want to give the locations of people's homes so they can kind of go one closer?
The addresses is on
the
address.
Okay. And the second thing is I think some people are getting texts of, I want to be on your team, I want to be on your team. I don't know if we want to try to avoid that because we're signing up here. If people are already sending texts.
Well, let's do this. Let's sign up with what we got here first, since you're here. Let's do that as a priority, and then we'll look at what we got from there. And I've got my other people out here if we have to do that. Jamie, did you get their names?
Yeah, I got their names. And then I'm going to gather these and make those copies. So if you want, like if they're getting texts, they can bring and we can look at the list real quick.
Okay. Yeah, if you're getting texts, bring them to Jamie.
I'll just stay out here. And then
Jamie will stay out there and take care of that. We're going to try to accommodate everybody we can. But, you know, just be patient with us, and we will work it all out. Our goal is to take care of everybody and to leave nobody out. Okay, so at this point in time, go ahead and do your deal and do it quickly and then come back in here. No lingering, no malingering, and no loitering. Loiter is where we shot. All right, come on down, grab a seat. Let's finish this up here. Let me just say, it's overwhelming, you know, how much, how everybody responded. And, boy, the people calling in have gotten, and, you know, it just, you know, we expanded just with, we have so many families in our church that they can make up their own teams. And cause I just got off the phone with John Christensen, and he's watching, and he's going to put, they're going to take all their family and make their own team. Bob is going to do his family. Dave and Tabby with Jesse and her family. And so that's really good because they're all, you know, out there to do and they'll hold it together. But what I need to know is what we need to have, and John's texting it to me, I want to make sure everybody gets in the rotation. And if I don't know what you're doing then and how many you got, then I don't want to let anybody out of the rotation. While I'm saying that, I looked at it out there just to get the ball rolling. Courtney, Will and Courtney, where are you at? You're on for Sunday morning church here. Okay. And Kelly Wood? Where's Kelly at? You're on for Bible study, your team, Thursday night. Yeah. And then from that point on, I'll work everybody through from there. And what I'll do is I'll let you know the week before, but I'll get to that in a second. So good job on that. Looks like everybody got on a team, Trent and doing his family out there. And it just as long as we get who they are so I can get you in the rotation, that's the main thing. I'm not – and so I know where everybody is at. You got to understand, it's a little scary for me because I'm used to – being in touch with you all the time and being around you and talking to you, and I lose that now. So these papers and where you're at is all I've got, and it's a thing where it helps me know that you're okay and where you're at. And if somebody calls me with something, then I know exactly where my people are, and that's vital for me because I want to make sure everybody gets taken care of. Okay, now, for the rest of the night tonight, we got that done. Good job. It went better than I thought, and it kind of just divided itself perfectly, so I'm good with that. So let me talk to you now so you have a clear understanding what stays with us here and what does not stay. We need to know that. And all discipleship and discipleship to the people that meet throughout the week, that is still on. You guys still meet with your discipleship, and if you want to be discipled, we can still make that happen. That's a no-brainer. Barb's principal class is still going to meet, but they're going to have to switch from Thursday to Tuesday probably. And she wants to meet with everybody up front afterwards or wherever, up front. And you guys can talk that out because we can't do it on Thursday anymore because that will put you too late to get to your Bible study group if you've got to go someplace. So we'll have to switch that around. And we're going to have to tweak some stuff, but, you know, we'll be okay. And obviously, you know, I'm going to still take appointments. You just have to call me if you need something, and don't be afraid to do that. I'm available 24/7. You just get a hold of me, whatever you need. Bible Institute. We need to change the date. Did you do that?
Not yet.
28th. What we had it for what?
The 21st.
But it's the 28th. Because I got some people asking me. Yes, Bible Institute will still be a viable thing. I'll do. It's going to be the 28th. I know because Taylor's dad. Where's Taylor at? Your dad already texted me, and they're all excited about everything, but he wanted to make sure that he could get off of Bible Institute. So, yes, sir, you can, except it's not going to be this Saturday. It's going to be the 28th. And, again, with Bible Institute, I will have a team come to that, too, that wants to come. So, because most of you younger guys are in it, so we'll pick a bunch of people that get into that. So we'll do that. And then the rest can watch it online. So Bible Institute is still working and still on the way. And And I still take appointments, and you can get a hold of me whenever you need to. Now, that's what stays the same. Here's what changes. Obviously, church and Bible study from now, which you know. Volleyball has been canceled. I told you this Sunday, this week, and they're waiting to see when, Danny, they're going to, did they say?
Based on what they sent to me originally, possibly the next week.
Yeah. I'm not counting on that, but we will keep you up through the captains on that. People ministry is going to be put on hold. There's no way we can do that. Obviously, no birthday parties like we had, unless it's just 10 people. You know, we can't do that. Funerals, you know, we're going to do, you know, at this point, Charles is going to postpone his dad's because, you know, it would just have to be the immediate family. And so we have to see where all this shakes down. All the people who have taken teams that are outside your own families, like Bob's is his family, Trent's his family, John Christian is his family, but everybody else who has taken a mixed bag of people.
Bag of mixed nuts.
Yeah, kind of like mixed nuts. Yeah, yeah. See, what kind of nuts are these people here? Let me think about this for a moment. Anyway, you are a bunch of Brazil nuts. That's who you are. But anyway, what we're going to do is every Saturday morning at 9:30, and including this Saturday, I want to meet with you upstairs. You have to be my point people, and we have to, you know, we have to coordinate. And I'm not worried about the people that doing the families. Chris is doing his family, and that's fine. You guys, it's a family thing with you. But if I got people who are working throughout the network, so to speak, we need to coordinate with what we do and where you go. And I can give the other people what they need without. And if you want to come, you're welcome to. I mean, I don't want to exclude anybody. But I'm not mandating it for you because it's basically your family. But you're more than welcome to come. 9:30 every Saturday. We need to just meet and make sure we got everything going. I can give you directions to implement into what you're doing. And, we just keep the content going and keep me in the loop, and I can keep you in the loop. Things are going to change. There's no question about that. And I don't have, I don't have any understanding of how this is all going to move in the future. So right now, anyhow, if it comes to a place where it stays going, then we can forgo that. But right now, with things changing the way they are, that's a vital contact we need to have. But all the people who are taking, people throughout the church need to be there. Everybody else, if you're two in your family, Trent and Chris, you're welcome. Bob, you're welcome to come and be part of that if you want to. But you can always connect with me however you need to. It's a thing where if you're on YouTube tonight, I appreciate you being on there. We had a great host of people, and many of you called in, and I think everybody got taken care of. If something didn't get done the way it should have, let me know, and we'll try to work it out. And like I said, we'll have to walk through this week by week, day by day, and make whatever changes that we need to. You know, I want to meet tonight after we're done with Zach, Danny, and the high school people, workers, because just so you know, one of the things that really I am concerned about is that as our youth gets swallowed up in all this, because the way we're split up now, they don't have the time that they can do together. And I'm thinking about at some point, and whatever Zach and them guys want to do, that at some point, once in a week or two, we can have a thing on Friday night or even Saturday night where we have about, we wouldn't invite any visitors to it. It would not be an evangelistic thing. It would be just for our kids. We got somewhere probably around 30 kids. We could have 15 upstairs and 15 downstairs. and, you know, have pizza or whatever we do and just, you know, go from that way. So I want to meet with you, Greg, quickly upstairs in my office and talk about that and get that going. Now, we are going to set the church up tonight. John Hill knows how we're going to do this. We're going to leave it set up. Just so you know, the wing chairs here can stay, the wing chairs there can stay, even though nobody's going to sit in them. What I want to do is I want to put lines of tables for my Sunday morning service, obviously with the aisleway there, and I want to set it up for 20 people, and that'll be Courtney's team when it comes. We're going to set it up, and I'm telling you right now, because there's no way to stop this. There's just people who are going to come to, not you guys, but people who don't know what we're doing, who are just going to show up for church on Sunday because they see Old Paths Baptist Church or whatever. And, you know, I'm not going to turn them away. So we're going to have a limited number up there. They're going to be on tables, not just chairs. And, you know, they're all going to be sitting facing me, and we'll put them about 4 or 5 feet apart. So we can have the distance between it. And then we're going to do the same thing here. The tables won't be this way. They'll be this way. And we'll put it up for another 20 people. And that'll be for Kelly's team when we come for Bible study. I will have a phone number on the board over here next Thursday night for anybody who wants to call it in. And they'll have a phone back there, and then you can also do it in with Aaron. Do they email you those? Is that what they do?
They just chat.
Oh, chat. Okay. Then just do it that way if you want to, and we'll that way we can accommodate and get everybody together. And but I don't want to lose anybody in all of this, and I want to make sure that everybody gets covered. Now, I know that most of us will still have contact with the outside world. It's just not possible not to. You're going to go to the grocery store. You're going to go to the gas station. You're going to go to the bank. You know, some of you are still going to work. You're not working at home. You're going to have, people that you just come into contact with. And again, you need to be, as the old adage that I always give you, need to be smarter than the problem. You need to really be careful with what you do. I mean, the most mundane things that we never thought about, like just picking up a gas thing and putting gas in your car, going to the post office and picking up your mail that the mail people, God knows how many people's touched it before you got it. You know, just things like that. Going to the grocery store, you know, and just, you just got to be careful. And you need to take all the precautions that you can. And for all of us, it's all of us time to step up and lead. I don't care if you've been in this church a week. You know, you can lead. You can lead your family. You can lead our church family. And we need to lead ourselves down the right path of doing everything that we need to do. And all day today, you know, and and this kind of irritates me a little bit. All day today, I've been getting calls from people who, you know, all they really cared about are we having Bible study tonight. You know, I must have got 5 or 6 calls. Are you having Bible study tonight? And when I explained to them that we were having an emergency meeting that really concerned everybody in our church and everybody associated with our church, it was, oh, okay. Like, it was obvious that there are some people out there, and I'm just saying it, you're probably listening to it on YouTube. All you care about is what you get from us. And you'll never be part of anything that we do. We are just a convenient source of a feeding trough for you, a Bible. And you know what? There's more to that here. You know, I'm not interested. I am interested in teaching the Bible, but when it comes to taking care of my people, there's no other high priority that I have. And I would betray every principle in that Bible if I didn't take care of them and lead them through this. So, you know, yes, this was a great Bible study tonight. Sorry you missed it. Because we put together an ongoing concept of what we do here, and that is take care of people. And without that, who cares? And probably most of these people, that's all they ever do is study the Bible and never touch anybody's life. And that's a shame and it's a tragedy, but that's just the way it is. So, you know, when this is all over, it'll be obvious who really was a member of Old Paths Baptist Church and who really wasn't. So, you know, it's going to be a thing where, you know, it'll be it will come out stronger than we're going into it, because we always do, and we're putting the Lord first, we're putting the principles first, and we're following the law that they put down, but at the same time we're following God's law that we, you know, we trusted God in His word that He's going to take care of us. So, any questions? And this is where I need my roving mic guy. Any questions anybody has here? Now's the time to ask them, because we I want to make sure I try to be very clear, but I want to make sure everybody walks out of here tonight understanding where we're at. Yeah.
I may have missed it, but I thought we talked. Sorry? About it. I may have missed it when you said it, but we talked about it before. Are you going to have prayer groups or not? People are asking.
No prayer groups. Yeah. We're going to postpone the, thank you. We're going to postpone the prayer groups at this point. Fundamentally, when the groups meet together, I know it isn't the assigned prayer groups that you just got in, but they actually can take prayer requests there and just make it a strictly prayer request thing. As soon as we get back on some kind of format, we'll just pick up where we were at and with the same people, and we'll just move on with it. And that's what we'll do. But right now, yeah, we'll put that on hold. We just can't jam everything into it to make everything happen. I wish we could, but we can't. Any other questions? Yes.
You were going to address the food thing?
The who?
Food. Food. F-O-O-D.
I go, what about the food thing?
Well, people were asking about, like, lunch or breakfast. Oh, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
You go to your homes for the church service and the Bible study, the people are not providing lunch. I don't want to put any more burden on them that they do. I'd eat a big breakfast before you go. If somebody, you know, and I'm asking you not to do this, because here's what happens. Somebody says, oh, I'll go ahead and do it. Yeah, but somebody else can't do it. And then it makes them feel bad. If you want to put out some day-old stale cookies, I don't care. If somebody in your group is so generous that wants to stop and bring a box of donuts, I don't care. But we're not providing lunch. Bring your own drinks. You know, don't expect them to do anything more than to turn on the TV set. It's a thing where I don't want to be a burden on the people that are doing it. And we just need to help everybody do that. And if you'll work with that, that'll be fine. And then, you know, then you can either get something when you go home. You won't be able to get anything on the way home because everything is closed. But I don't want to put any burden on the people that are doing what they're doing. And, you know, so, yes, thank you for bringing that up, because that's a thing. You know, make sure yourself contained when you get there. You got everything that you need. You know, put some fig bars in your pants pockets, wear cargo pants and stuff them with rolls and cans of sardines. And, you know, for some of you people who are really into it, make sure you bring your own sea rations and drinks and stuff like that. Thank you, Judy. Anybody else? Yeah, Aaron.
A couple questions off the YouTube here. What about Wichita teams?
What do you think, Danny? We thought about that. I don't know. What? Let's. I'm sorry.
I don't know if we want to have this conversation in front of everybody. But we only have, like, I mean, our teams that go down are only four people on average, and they, you know, they have 4 to 6 people down there. So we could still do that. But that's up to you.
And
we only go, you know, they go down once a month. So okay, once a month, there'd be four people out there.
Wichita team is still on. Daniel, yeah. he schedules it anyhow, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, they need the fellowship the same as
yeah,
the rest
absolutely.
Of us.
Yeah, absolutely. They
well
need
keep
the fellowship, too. So I don't want to cut anybody out. So they're obviously, I was going to say tell them. They're listening to me. Wichita is still in the green light.
Another question was, for those of us at home tonight, how can we know which groups have spaces left on them?
I would call Jamie. Have them call Jamie. She's got she's got the list over there. We'll work you in someplace. Bottom line is, you know, it says 10. If we go 10 or 12, nobody's going to jail over it. We just need to take care of our people, you know, And I know we've got some spots, but Jamie's heading out all that up, and she's printing it all off for me. So have them call her. Who was asking that, Aaron? Who was asking that?
Rachel Little.
Who?
Rachel Little.
Bozy. Tell Bozy we don't want him on a team, okay? We'll get you on, Bozy. Dale Lytle. We'll get you on, buddy. We'll get you on. We'll find a team for you. No problemo. Anybody else have a question? Yes, sir. Over here, Trent.
What happens if the people whose house is hosting it, what if somebody in their family becomes sick during the week? What's
then
the
they
backup?
Don't come. Oh, no. You mean in the house that yes. that's hosting yes. it? Let us know, and we'll shift them over someplace else. I can always slip them in here if I need to. We'll cover that. Yeah, that's a good point. If say you're the hosting a house and you've got a child and that child is you know sick that's beyond what just a normal kid gets, then let us know and we'll shift around that till we get past it. Yeah, that may happen. You know, that may happen. So we need to be. Yeah, this is why the questions are good because I can't. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning this morning. I was so tired last night when I went to bed. Exhausted. I fell asleep sitting up, and when I woke up at 3, I was like wide awake, and all this stuff started shooting in my head, and I had to sit down and get it all in place. But I always forget things, and this is why the questions are so important because it helps me put it all together. What?
Can I just clarify?
What do you want?
Yes. So the Saturday Morning Institute, we're meeting in the home for that as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh no! I'm sorry. No. Saturday morning. Excuse me. Good point. Saturday Morning Institute, not everybody is in Institute.
Okay.
So Saturday Morning Institute, you can just go online yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will have a team, whosoever team is up on the roster once I number them, they can come to Institute if they want. We can have 10 people, so we'll work that out when we get to that point. We got a week or so. Once we get everything in concrete, then we can go on from there. But, yeah, no, you'll do that on your own. You won't meet with your groups. I don't want to put too much pressure on the groups. I want them to use just Thursday morning and Sunday night. Everything else we can do individually. Yes. Mike.
Barb and Olivia put
Hello, school people.
Snacks.
Welcome to a new year.
Welcome to the 2000. I'm kidding. Barb and Olivia put snacks. The snacks out here for people, the kids to take, so that way they don't just sit in the closet and get bad. Snacks from the nursery.
Okay.
There's a bin out here that Barb and Olivia sat, that people with kids would like to take those snacks since we're not going to be here so they don't go bad.
So
they don't go bad.
There's snacks out here if you want to take them home for your kids because if you don't, the mice will get them and we don't need that. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right, now get serious for a moment here. For me personally, this is I'm thrilled with the way everybody has responded, but I would be less than honest if I didn't tell you this is a very sad night for me. Because in my mind, it's the night that I won't be all together again for maybe quite a long time. And, I just want to tell you that I love you very much. You are the greatest people in the world. And I miss you already. I miss our times when we laugh and we, kid each other and just have a fun time together. And right now that's got to come to a halt, and I get it. And all I want to ask you is the people who are leading my teams, just really take good care of my people, okay? That's all I'm asking. I just want you to take good care of my people. We'll get through this, and we'll get to be together again, and we'll have a great time together, and we'll have a big party, and we'll have fun, and it'll all be past. But I'm just telling you, I miss you very much already, and it's going to be hard for me because, you're the greatest people in the world, and it's I just allow me this. I am so glad I decided to have a team come in on Sunday morning and Thursday night, because I don't know how I would have preached to an empty room. I was going to go out and hire some illegal alien sinners just to come in and sit down and let me give them $25 each and let me preach to them for an hour. But it's a thing where, you know, we're going to, I promise you, as we go through this, we will find ways to have our fellowship together just on a smaller deal. We've already got some ideas working, and because we all need that. I need it probably more than you do, because you know what, we've been through so much together. Like I said, you're the greatest people in the world, and it's just hard for me, who is such a people person anyhow, to just say goodbye tonight. Like, you know what, see you in 18 months. Boy, that's tough, man. So I love you, and everybody, just we have to pull together, and this is the greatest church on the planet. And, you know, I'm not worried about the offerings. I'm not worried about any of that. If anything, their offerings will go up. They always do, because people take care of God's business. And I'm not worried about that at all. That's not my concern. If this was another pastor in some big ecumenical church, he'd be having a heart attack, you know, wondering how, you know what? That's my least of my concerns. My biggest only concern is you, that you get everything that you need, that I'm here for you, that we're here for each other. And just know that I love you very much, and we'll all get through this together, okay? Let's have a word of prayer. We'll be dismissed. Father, we thank you and praise you for the Lord Jesus. We love you.